Meet an auditor at a cocktail party, and you might decide you suddenly need a fresh drink. But the Institute of Internal Auditors says the profession is underappreciated, and it's not as boring as you might think. The Institute has opened a new American Center of Government Auditing and launched an awards program. Institute President and CEO Richard Chambers joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Emily. It's great to be with you this morning.
And you might be the first person we've ever had on who blogs about auditing. So are auditors like Rodney Dangerfield? Do they deserve more respect?
Yeah, I think in organizations where they play an important role in helping to identify efficiency and effectiveness opportunities, they're well appreciated. But you know, auditing in government has always been a challenge. It's a very unique place to audit. I was an auditor myself in government for almost 26 years, and I can just tell you that the challenges there can be very different sometimes than in the private sector.
What would you say the biggest challenges are, especially at the federal level?
Well, certainly the fiscal stress on the agencies creates a lot of challenges for the auditors. Ideally, they're always going to be looking at where the risks are facing their agencies, and there certainly are a lot of risks facing government agencies now, particularly in areas like technology.
And what about the fact that the government is mostly a cash accounting situation? Does that make it tougher to audit?
Well, it certainly has over the years. The federal IGs have struggled for almost 20 years in some agencies to try to get auditable financial statements or to be able to provide an opinion on the audited financial statements for their agencies. And that does complicate things for sure.
What do you mean by physical stress on the agencies? What is that?
Well, I think what I'm saying there is that there's so much pressure on budgets, particularly, you know, if we look below the federal level at the state and the municipal level, there's a lot of pressure on budgets. Tax revenues have been down in recent years, and yet services, the demand for services has gone up as people have been unemployed and so forth. And the same holds true in the federal government. There's a lot of pressure to contain the deficit and deficit spending. So agencies are faced with trying to do more with less in a lot of cases, and the auditors are a great resource to help them figure out how to do that.
And just to make sure we're clear about this, auditors, by that you mean people that come in from outside the agency. These are not the financial function within the agency, but someone like from one of the big accounting firms that might do auditing from as an outsider.
No, I'm talking about the internal auditors, or in the federal agencies, their inspector general. Every inspector general in federal agencies has a substantial audit resource at their disposal. In fact, a lot of the IGs themselves are auditors. I was the IG for the TVA at one point. So the auditors within the agencies are the ones I'm talking about. They're the ones who provide assurance to the head of the agency that efficiencies, economies, and effectiveness are in place.
And is this new American Center of Government Auditing for people like them?
Yes, it is. The Institute of Internal Auditors has been in place for almost 75 years, and we've had a number of members who are government auditors, but we believe that nationwide there may be as many as 100,000 government auditors. And so what we're trying to do with the American Center for Government Audit is to enhance the services we provide to government auditors so that we can address some of these challenges that I've been talking about.
What sort of services do you think they need?
Well, I think a lot of times they need to be able to benchmark with other government agencies, but I think they also like to be able to benchmark with what corporate internal audit departments are doing. So if I'm an inspector general in Department of Defense, I might like to know how does the corporate audit department at General Motors, for example, prepare and audit activities within their organization.
We're speaking with Richard Chambers. He's president and CEO of the Institute of Internal Auditors. And I remember when I was a manager in private industry, I would often sit down with my controller once in a while to try to help figure out how to get things done. If I'm a program manager in the federal government, is there something that is it worth consulting with an auditor from time to time to make sure that I'm getting the most out of the dollars I have and the other resources to deliver on my program?
Absolutely. I think a lot of times one thing that auditors possess, particularly the auditors who've been with an agency for a long time, they have a very, very deep understanding of an institutional knowledge around internal controls, what's been done in the past, what worked, what didn't, what are some ideas if I'm a program manager and I'm getting ready to implement a new system, I might call on the auditors to help me figure out what are some of the leading practices and being able to identify the best system to implement. What internal controls do I need to make sure are there so that there's no chance for fraud or illicit activity? These are things that I think always the auditors can always provide some value for management and for program managers.
And how will your center facilitate this, especially given government budgets these days in terms of travel and training?
Well, I think that's one of the things that we're trying to do with the center is to create an affordable platform for information. So we have a web portal that's going to be specifically designed for government auditors to be able to go to and solicit the kind of information they need. We're going to be providing a web-based training for them so that they don't have to spend money to get on a plane and fly somewhere else for a training in a conference room. These are the kinds of things that I think are going to make the center a very valuable resource for government auditors across America.
And now you have an award program from the Institute, and you've selected kind of a diverse group here, Senator Claire McCaskill, Gene Dodaro, who, of course, runs the GAO, and a couple of IGs such as Phyllis Fong from the Agriculture Department and John Reimer from the Defense Department. What do they have in common that makes them worthy of awards, because they hail from so many different zones?
Right. This most influential professionals in government audit is something that we felt was important to recognize those individuals who within auditing or who have a connection to auditing and government that promote the value of it, who demonstrate courage and integrity and stand up when situations get tough, and who over the course of their tenure worked hard to identify ways to improve efficiency and effectiveness. We see these lists are promoted all the time for the most influential members in governance in America and the most influential people in accounting, but we've never seen anything that actually highlighted and accentuated those people in government audit who really have done an outstanding job. And our 2014 list, there's 15 individuals on it, include those, as you mentioned, from the federal level, but there's also some state auditors and even some local municipal auditors on our list.
And maybe just share a story of one of them and why they did something that you think deserves this recognition.
Well, let's use, for example, Gene Dodaro. You mentioned him. Gene has been with the GAO for over 40 years and has actually one of the few individuals, I think maybe the only person to ever become Comptroller General, who was a career internal audit or career professional, I'm sorry, not internal audit, but a career professional within the GAO. Gene has promoted the economy, efficiency, and integrity throughout his career, and we thought he was an outstanding icon for members of the government audit profession.
And for someone that wants to or aspires to be an auditor, what kinds of skills and educational training are required to become a good internal government auditor?
Well, most government auditors probably hail from an accounting background, but increasingly auditors, whether they're in the government sector or whether they're in the corporate sector, increasingly they're looking at areas outside of accounting. They're looking at how efficient and effective the operations are in their agency. So I think someone can come to this position with a variety of backgrounds, but I do think it's fair to say that a lot of them do come out of an accounting background. I personally came into government audit, into GAO, and then spent the bulk of my career probably as an internal auditor for the Army.
Richard Chambers is now president and CEO of the Institute of Internal Auditors. He's also author of the new book, Lessons Learned on the Audit Trail. And Richard, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.